Welcome to the home of Little Rock resident Frank Kelly. From outside, this 3,000 square foot house doesn't appear to be too radically different than surrounding houses, but it is. It is possibly the most energy efficient home in the state, and here's why.
We're here at my house today because we built this house in 2002 as the first new home connected to the net metering law that was passed in 2001 in Arkansas. And there are 42 thin film laminates on a standing seam metal roof here that make up a 5.4 kW solar electric system that also has an uninterruptible power supply made up of a 1,000 amp hour forklift battery. The home was built to be energy efficient, tornado resistant, fire resistant, and demonstrate renewable energy. It has a solar hot water system and a solar electric system, and is built out of insulated concrete forms, so it is super efficient. Come on in, this is the living room.
A beautiful space.
Well, thank you.
So efficient, Kelly says his utility bills, both gas and electric, average $108 a month. And since his house was built, he says he's put more than 14,000 kilowatt hours back on the grid through net metering. Kelly's home was open to the public this day as part of the 16th annual National Solar Tour sponsored by the American Solar Energy Society. Kelly is chairman of the local chapter of the Arkansas Renewable Energy Association. Visitors toured the house to find out more about its remarkable features, and as Kelly put it, to see, feel, and learn about renewable energy systems.
The only moving parts in a solar electric system are the electrons. There are no moving fans, no motors, nothing other than the electrons are moving back and forth.
Outside, those taking the tour were greeted with an array of the latest technology for solar panels, and there was even a little solar magic involved.
Have y'all seen the magic cardboard? I said, no, well, let me show it to you. It makes water disappear. See that water right there? And it was like, never mind the solar module. It's all in the magic cardboard.
Visitors were given a checklist of 22 energy-saving features in the home and asked to find them as they moved along on their green scavenger hunt. Kelly says this is the ninth year the local chapter's been part of the National Solar Tour, and he says each year, the interest level continues to build.
We have more and more people that come, and they're all completely fascinated by how normal the house looks and feels, and how we have normal appliances, and how the renewable energy systems just blend into the home. They're not sticking out or obtrusive. On this particular house, the only way to see the solar electric system is from a helicopter.
I think I'll take him at his word at that. No need to bring in the helicopter. Well, that's great stuff to know. And if you want to learn more about the tour or other green ideas, visit our website at talkbusiness.net for connections to other websites, such as the Arkansas Renewable Energy Association or Keep Arkansas Beautiful and others. That's www.talkbusiness.net.